on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. You're listening to Virginia Trioli.
The systems really have been put in place and they seem to be working in Shepparton because there's been hundreds of test results returned overnight and they've all been very, very good. Matt Sharp is the CEO of Goulburn Valley Health, in charge of the testing and tracing there in that city, and he joins us now. Matt Sharp, good morning.
Morning, Virginia.
I'm hearing around about 800 test results out of Shepparton overnight and not one positive result. Is that right?
Yeah, it's terrific news so far with the testing that's been done, Virginia. We still are at 3 positive cases in Shepparton at the moment. That's the same 3 that we reported late Tuesday. But an overwhelming response from the community yesterday. With our GV Health testing sites, we've tested 2,040 people in total during the day yesterday and around just over 1,000 the day before. So they're big numbers and the community's responded really well.
So with the 800 then, that's less than half of what you tested in the last 24 hours. So I guess it is possible that when the others come in, we may see a positive here and there.
Yeah, so we have all of the results, or 96% of our results back that we did testing on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, we haven't had any further positives. So it's pleasing at this stage. But I think the next 24 to 36 hours or so, maybe 48 hours, is going to be the really interesting period to see when we get that large number of results starting to filter back from the pathology testing.
But this first tranche of testing results, they would be from the closest possible contacts, wouldn't they? The ones that have been alerted, first of all, to go and get tested.
That's right. We've used a priority-based approach, certainly in some of those locations of concern or the high-risk areas in particular, and we brought forward people to be tested as a matter of priority in that sense, just so that we could get as best line of sight, I guess, in terms of what was happening with the spread of the virus in the community. So that is pleasing, but still there's a long way to go in terms of the next 1 to 2 days.
So for the next, or today, in the next couple of days, Matt Sharp, will you be testing at the same levels, the same high volume of people queuing up and getting tested?
Yes, absolutely. So, well, the number of people that will be lining up or queuing for testing, I think, will subside today, but certainly from our point of view, we've got as much capacity open as we did yesterday afternoon. There was undoubtedly a lot of demand during the day yesterday, and early to mid-morning we could see that, and we sought the assistance and had 2 more rapid response teams deployed from Melbourne, and we set up another drive-through site yesterday afternoon at a local recreation reserve. So today we've got testing running at our main site here at Graham Street in Shepparton, Shepparton Showgrounds, Shepparton Sports Precinct, which is a drive-through, Central Park Rec Reserve, which is a drive-through as well, and the Commonwealth government-funded respiratory clinic is also testing. So there's plenty of options, and people can just follow our GV Health Facebook page and they'll get all of the information about those sites.
We were seeing images, though, of people still queuing for long hours through the day and at the beginning of yesterday being turned away from some sites. So how many people are still, nonetheless, at this stage, left waiting and untested at the end of the day?
It's difficult to say. What's been the challenge with this outbreak is that we had such a long period from when, from the back as far as the 30th of September, when the first person travelled through Shepparton, and that's meant that the virus could be spreading in the community for 12 to 13 days before we were aware that was the case. And that's been, in some respects, our greatest challenge because of that time delay. Normally, from a tracing point of view, if you get a positive and you can get onto it within less than a day and you can contain it, this one's been difficult, and that's why we've had to virtually spread the net in some regards a bit broader to encourage as many people to get tested as possible. But I think with the capacity we brought on yesterday afternoon, and certainly that we'll have in place today from a testing point of view, we'll be well positioned to meet the demand during the day.
That is the very good news and the great response and result that we're seeing with such an efficient and fast response there in Shepparton. But as you say, the delay in the beginning is the problem. And if that first Butcher Club staff test, the positive there, if DHHS had have, you know, got onto that more quickly and contacted their contacts more quickly, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in. So there are still at this late stage still things apparently for us to learn and to get right in this testing and tracing capacity.
Look, I think contact tracing is a relatively complex process, and what any contact tracer relies on is the fullness or the completeness of the information that people are disclosing, and when that's not provided as timely as possible or in full as possible, it definitely makes it a challenge for the contact tracing team. So I guess that's a pretty important message for the community more broadly, I think, is that if you are contacted by a contact tracing team, that it's really important to tell them the full information. And sometimes it's hard to remember everything, but we really want people, if that's the case, they should call back.
But sure, but of course. But in this case, it actually took 2 days until that first contact was made by DHHS. So I get what the driver didn't say, but there's also responsibility here by authorities as well. But look, I know I have to let you go because you've got a meeting to attend. But Matt Sharp, really great to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Virginia.
All the best. Good luck to you and your testers. Keep going well.
Thank you. Take care.